afternoon, CDN Litigation.
Hi, didn't you carpet me on Fader Live in Kushuk Privata Kagano Vermahun Ler de Hon?
Sorry?
Yes, I was assaulted. Can you perform a private prosecution for me, please?
We are a litigation solicitor.
Right.
Were you assaulted in a shop? Or was it just by an individual? I'm sorry to hear you were assaulted, but I'd need to know, was it in a place or on a street or in a pub or?
I was assaulted by a police sergeant in a police station.
Assaulted by the guards. Okay. When was this?
2 Saturdays ago.
And what happened?
So there's a very long background. I'm sorry about it. A friend describes it as snowballing. This goes back to a long time that 12 years ago I had been tortured in Portugal. The European Committee for the Prevention of Torture visited me in torture chambers, and it repeatedly criticizes Portugal over violating international law against me. I moved to Ireland after I had been tortured, and I repeatedly go as a litigant in person to the nearest police station, making complaints related to torture. And the most recent time that I went to this station was 2 Saturdays ago, when I started speaking in Irish, and this police sergeant didn't even realize that it was Irish that I was speaking. So he said, quote, "Where are you from?" unquote, and "Where were you born?" unquote. And he said, quote, "Get out of my station," unquote, and he hit me twice in front of a CCTV camera, and he forced me out of this station. So I went to a different police station to make a formal criminal complaint against him, which has been written on a form for FISRU. And I said to a police lady who took this form that I want a copy of the CCTV footage of this incident, but she said that I will not be given a copy of this CCTV footage.
Okay. So 2 Saturdays
ago, 13th of September.
Not usually something we would look after, we'd be more dealing with medical negligence and car crashes.
Yeah. Well, there is certainly a medical element. At the core point of this particular latest misadventure, but I mean, I had actually been tortured in Portugal by putative medics, and I had to go to a hospital in Ireland immediately after I returned to Ireland.
From Ireland?
Well, I do not know. My nationality is of the putative Republic of Ireland, but can't really.
Are you traveling to Portugal?
I work at a putative university in Portugal. It lied to me about an employment opportunity to make me move to it and work for it, and it abuses me and takes advantage of me for a very long time. So I moved to it in 2008. It repeatedly lies, perpetrates exploitation against me and against other migrants. So I started a court case against it in 2012. So a few months later, in 2013, it pretended that there may be a problem with my mental health, and stated that I have to get a medical certificate from its medical services to prove that I am sane. But this was sending me on a wild goose chase in bad faith that it, I went to putatively, sorry. Yeah, it's a long story, sorry.
We can't really help it if you have a different solicitor appointed.
I don't have a different solicitor appointed to this, to any of these topics.
Not actually something we do, though. That's what I mean. But if you're looking for one, look for general practice or maybe criminal law, because if it's to do with the guards, we only do litigation.
Well, can you specify by names any specific law firms which are relevant, please?
If you're googling them, just google a criminal law solicitor in Dublin or wherever you're from. I don't know if you're from Dublin, but whichever county, google criminal law, and they should come up then.
Thanks, but the problem I'm coming across is that I'm coming across criminal defense lawyers, whereas I need a criminal prosecution. And I mean, I saw on your website that you specifically refer to private prosecutions.
Sorry, we can't help you.
Well.
Do look up a. That okay?
Well, I have to do my best. Thanks for
I'll look. I hope you find somebody. Thank you.
thanks, bye.